Death of an Angel by Sister Carol Ann O'Mary. The book is subtitled A Sister Mary Helen Mystery. Monday, November 2nd, Feast of All Souls. By 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the storm was at full tilt. Sheets of rain hit hard and stiff against the window panes, and the wind moaned around the tower of Mount St. Francis College like a lost soul in search of peace. A sudden cold draft made Sister Mary Helen shiver, although that nervous little weatherman on the television had been predicting a storm all week long. This morning she had deliberately left her umbrella in the convent. No wonder. When she left her room, the sky was blue and nearly cloudless. Besides, that poor little fellow was so seldom right. With thunder rolling in the distance, Mary Helen raced down the deserted corridor toward the Hanna Memorial Library. She checked her wristwatch. Nearly 4:30. Father Adams, the college chaplain, was celebrating the Mass of the Poor Souls, more euphemistically called the Faithful Departed, at 4:40 in the college chapel. She didn't want to be late. So many of her old friends were among those dear faithful departed. In fact, at her age, which she almost never thought about and even less frequently told, she was beginning to have more old friends who were departed than she had old friends who remained. As she swung open the beveled glass door, the library lights dimmed, flickered, but remained on steadfastly. The scattering of students studying at the narrow wooden tables tittered with relief. A peevish shush came from behind the circulation desk. Angelica Bowers was on duty. Poor Angelica, Mary Helen thought instinctively, then chided herself. There was nothing at all poor about Angelica Bowers.